we mentioned last time we spoke on Friday, that one of the issues the person has to be aware of, you have to keep an eye on, is the ritzuas, is the blackness of the ritzuas. The chafila of the ritzuas is supposed to be black, jet black, the color of the curl of a raven. But even if they're not that black, as long as they still, people perceive that as black, that's sufficient. Because we should keep an eye on that. When a person blackens his tefillin, he has to have in mind that he's blackening his tefillin, the shame tefillin. There's a lot of lishma. A lot of lishma applies to many areas of tefillin. The or which is used for the tefillin has to be, for the cloth has to be over lishma. The or for the batim, lishma. Blackening the tefillin has to be lishma. Tightening the kesher, making the kesher on the tefillin has to be lishma. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Beis is you say l'shem kedusha tefillin. I saw some person bring it down l'shem mitzvah. When they talk about the ritzua, they say l'shem mitzvah tefillin. Logic would be that l'shem kedusha tefillin make more sense. Lishma is not l'shem mitzvah; it's l'shem the kedusha which is there. So the correct lashon should be l'shem kedusha tefillin. Mishabur points out if a person did not do not make it black lishma. In a case where it was not black, if it had to be black and he did not do it lishma, so we have a machlokes whether it's possible that he have it. He seems to come out that it is. And that being so, says, what do you do? So some sheep is told you can blacken the second time on top of that, and that'll be make it lishma and that'll be sufficient. Other person hold it's not sufficient, it's black already. Adding other layers not going to change anything. So the suggestion that Prima Godim says in that case is turn the ritzuas over and blacken the other side. And then you'd have to do the whole ritzua, and that'd be the solution that the Prima Godim comes up with for that solution. What possibly one tefillin we could have, if you're talking about the area beyond the length of the tefillin, the ritzuas, which are necessary, maybe is more cooler than you could be semach on that. The same thing is true when the person tightens, loosens the kesher of the tefillin, has to change it and tighten it, he should have in mind the shame, kedushas, tefillin.